Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
Here we are. We ready. I'm ready. I know goddamn well you should be ready. So let's just roll. This is my show, the Ask Rosebud Show. And believe me, there's a lot to talk about today. You know, I've been going through a lot. You know, my channels, everything been, you know, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But all that straight. I'm putting shit up. And if you notice, I'm putting up shit and I put no hate video because just one or two people been calling YouTube talking about I'm putting up hate videos. So they blocked me for a while. But it's all right. I know that you should know that the only reason that's going on is that what I say is the truth. And I'm affecting a lot of people that's faking and telling y'all lies. So let's just, you know, get it straight. And my thing is today, see, you guys don't really know about the game about, you know, not the pimping game. I'm talking about the game of playing women. Y'all don't really understand that, you know, things are real. And if you can't make the reality of it work for you, then you're going to get caught up in it. See, you guys today just don't know nothing about it. And you don't know how it goes. You only know, you know, that there's some kind of interaction, you know, is involved with it. And you don't really care to learn the first thing about how to get it. You got all these dudes with all these channels. All of them lying to you. Let me tell you something, or let me ask you something. Have you ever heard me intermix, or whatever you want to call it, religion with what I'm doing, with what I'm talking? I don't care how good of a person I think I am. I never try to reference religion because I'm not saying what I do or did is a sin. But I know it's not something to mix with religion. So what I said that for is you could basically tell all the fakes because that's what they do. They mix religion into their delivery. They quote verses from the Bible. Do you know what that's for? I bet none of you know why a person would quote the Bible to support what they're saying. Sean, you the sharpest out there, man. So do you have any idea? Sean, I'm talking to you and they even got you home. That's all. Sean, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What you think about what I'm saying?
Because if you make it sound real close to what they're talking about in the Bible, then you can make it seem like it's right. And you could sell it, anybody who believes in the Bible, you could kind of sell it to them and make it seem like it's destined and that it's right.
See, that's why I called on you, because you're sharp. You didn't hit the nail on the head. You missed the head, but you drove that nail in there a little bit. The reason they quote the Bible to support what they're saying is because if you believe in the Bible, There's no way you're going to disperse any kind of negativity on that passage from the Bible. All you're going to do is try to see what that passage is saying related to what that person is saying. That's why they use that stuff. You know, you was right, Sean. You just didn't nail that. You know, I don't know if you know about carpentry, but a real carpenter, he hit the nail to get it in the wood, and the next hit is to drive it. You know, he don't be, No, he hit that nail one time to set it, and the next time is the driving. I know that because I'm the carpenter. Hey, that's right, man. So, all right, let me put you back in. So, what I'm saying, fellas, is that you have to start putting the information that you have at hand together so you don't be misled. It's easy to be misled, and it's very difficult to get back on track. See, you have these cats lying to the women that they get at. Some of them scream pimping. Some of them scream alpha man, you know. But when you run up on the women that they talk to and, you know, get at them and they tell you how different you are, they start laughing because her experiences in the past was that there is no one like this. Everyone's fake. And I could tell. Because everyone says the same thing. Yeah, well, what made you want to... You ain't talking about none of that dumb shit they be talking about. They tell me that. 713, what's up?
Oh, man. Good evening, Mr. Bitterdos. Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Question. I'm doing good. My question is, should a man ask a woman up front if she has a man?
Well... Yeah and no. What I'm saying is this. If you're the kind of dude, like me, and the bras start talking to me, now check this out. I'm dressed nice, I'm jeweled up, then pulled up in a Rolls Royce or whatever, you know, and I'm just chilling. If somebody say something to me, I automatically think they ain't got no man and they giving me some action. But...
Okay.
I have experienced where they doggone do that and they have a man. So what I'm saying is you got to be sharper than to ask if you got a man. Because if she do have a man and she fucking with you and you ask her if she have a man, don't you think she going to lie?
Well, my experience, they be honest when I ask them. Like, when I don't ask them, they cool. Like as long as I don't say anything. But when I do ask, they honest and, like, they, you know, act faithful and stuff. But as long as I don't say nothing,
check,
they
check.
Cool.
No. I'm not saying if you just talking to her. I'm saying if she giving you action. Otherwise, it's not really, really past, hey, how you doing? It's not past that. But what I'm saying, I mean, it's way past that. What I'm saying is, once you didn't say it, blah, 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 my name, blah, 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 you know, girl, you looking kind of cool, you know. She's supposed to say, yeah, my man liked this kind of shit. She don't have to say it directly like that, but she got to let you know that she see you hitting on her. And then when she say something nonchalantly like that, you supposed to be a man and say, well, you tell that motherfucker he got good taste. And going about your business. Now, if you don't say anything and get wrapped up in a conversation because, you know, she acting like she ain't got a man, and the dude some kind of way find out, he ain't going to look at this broad was talking about you. He going to look at you fucking with his woman. And then this means you got to have a weapon or he got to have a weapon. And what good is that? That's no good.
Right.
What I'm saying is you can't depend on what some broad going to say. You got to depend on how sharp you are. Sean, I see you. I'm coming to you in a minute. You got to depend on how sharp you are to detect this stuff. And when you want to know something, you can't be silly enough to ask that question.
Okay.
You got to be sharp enough to draw a picture that's going to make this broad feel the answer. That way she don't even know you quizzing her. So she don't even have no reason to lie because you haven't asked her shit. You talking to her and you think she look good, and instead of you, you know, asking her, do she have a man, you just say something like, man, that motherfucker lucky at home waiting on you. And if she don't confirm that, if she don't confirm that, you take it like she don't have a man. But then let's say you go a little further and something about her is not really clicking because you still got this on your mind. Then after she liking you and you didn't make some moves, just tell her, you know, you still ain't got to ask her. You know, I done did this before, and I done had several motherfuckers have to come to my house because they can't go to their house. Some motherfucker already there waiting on them. You know, you ain't asking them shit. But they going to say, well, you know, it ain't like that. And you know right there. I'm saying there's all kinds of ways for you to think past what's going on. And these are the things that I'm talking about, which is what y'all don't think about. Sean, what's up with you? Stay on, Cole. Hey, 713, stay on. Go ahead, Sean.
I wanted to ask the brother a question. I wanted to preface it first, though. If you know that she's always playing, right? If you know that she's always playing and she tell you that she got a man, how you going to look at her and what is usually your response?
I just go on about my business. I keep it moving. She got a man.
Let me tell you something. Listen. Let me tell you something, brother. That's the wrong thing to do. You never keep it moving. You never keep it moving without capping off whatever was said that's going to make you keep moving. Otherwise, when the bitch, when you say woo-woo, and she say, well, yeah, I do have a man, and you leave, then she looking at you like, man, he could have, you know, got at me because he don't know what's up with my man and me. But if you tell that bitch, yo, man, got taste, girl, let me get out of here, turn around and leave, she going to offer information that's going to keep you if you should stay. Otherwise, it ain't really like that. You know, me and him ain't on good terms or whatever the hell
Correct.
She say.
Correct.
She going to come. You see what I'm saying? Both of you guys, you see what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She going to lay
down.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, one at a time. Sean, you go first.
She's going to lay something out there to let you know exactly where she stands, what she's trying to, the play that she's trying to make, exactly what she, you know, where she's staying at.
Exactly.
What
you got, 713?
Nothing, man. Thanks for answering my question, Mr. Bitterdos.
All right, brother, if that's cool. Sean, you got anything else?
No, that's it. I'm back in the queue. I'll press 1 if somebody says something.
Okay, man. I love this shit. Hey, you guys. So what I'm saying is you got to see this kind of stuff. You got to think of this kind of stuff. You can't allow this kind of stuff to sneak up on you because you got to understand women are not just dealing with you as a man for the first time. You see I'm hiccuping, goddammit. She's dealing with, this is so funny. She's dealing with you based on the men she's dealt with. So she think that whatever you're saying is simply going to fail her if she goes for what you're saying. So the average, her thing, fight what you're saying so you don't sucker her in. This is why everybody has such resistance from women these days. They have been totally lied to, and they just been fronted on. That's why when she say whatever, and you tell her, well, your man got good taste, and you turn around and walk off without saying nothing else, see, you separate yourself from the rest of the dudes that try to get at her when she say she got a man. Because think about it. If she say she got a man and you say, well, fuck that, and get at her and she give you some action, she know good and well you ain't going to talk to her no more because what's going to stop her from saying that about you with the next motherfucker? I mean, women think things through like this, and so should you. So the best thing for you to do is to tell her, girl, that confirm that you think she's fine. Girl, that man is smart. Just make him know. I mean, excuse me, let her know. See, my course be emphasizing the importance of you realizing these types of things. You got to realize that you are the best thing that will ever happen to this woman. I mean, if you don't realize this, her or any woman, if you don't realize this, then you're not thinking properly about what you are, your value. So before you leave, you know, if she still want to talk and you see she didn't say she got a man, someone want to talk. So, you know, that ain't nothing. Look, baby, if you want to deal with me, it's going to be about me. And if not, fuck what you talking about. There's way too many women out there for me to have that's going to like me than for me to be tripping trying to convince your punk ass to leave that motherfucker alone. It's on you if you can't recognize shit from sugar. Oh, man. When you drop something like that on one of them bros, they're going to be following you around that goddamn club all night. And all you got to do is quit being so goddamn scary and try it. That's all the fuck you got to do. All of you sitting up here listening to the shit I'm saying, but ain't now one of you motherfuckers going to try it. Try it. Go listen to this motherfucking show in the archives. Hear that sentence I used and say it. Whatever your version of it is, when they tell you they got a man and you turn to walk off and she's still trying to talk to you, showing you disrespect, say that shit. 347, what's up with you, man?
Rosebud, man, you a funny mug. Hey, I'm going to try that shit, man.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. If you try it, it doesn't matter how it comes out. What matters is that you are establishing yourself as not like these other suckers. This is all you're doing. And once you do that, she's going to talk to you like that. Once you say something strong like that, she's going to become a woman. Not submissive, but feminine. Because she's recognizing a man. Her voice is going to soften. The things that she say are going to be more inviting. And all you do is like not – I'm going to show my age, people. But do any of you know – hey, caller, do you know who Snidely Whiplash is?
Sound like a cartoon character, but no.
He is a cartoon character, but listen – When we was young, we used to look at Rocky and Bullwinkle. You know, Rocky the Flying Squirrel. And this bad guy, his name was Snidely Whiplash, he would always try to kidnap this broad Nell. And when he would kidnap Nell, he would tie her to the tracks, the train tracks, while the train is coming. And then, you know, Rocky the Flying Squirrel in some kind of way. But what I'm saying, when you really, 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 you know, say something like that to a broad and you turn around to leave, when you turn around to leave, you do like Snidely Whiplash. Snidely Whiplash had one of the mustaches that kind of hooked, it came out. He started twisting his mustache. Yeah. he would do that shit. Why? To let the kids know that what he's planning is working. Keeps them in the plot.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, for you, you don't have that kind of mustache. But by you thinking of Snidely Whiplash, it'll make you walk off. And you know baby is going to say something. You know that, and you're supposed, the reason you know that is because you can have seven or eight motherfuckers like her. And she could search high and low for three-fifths of her life, and she will never find another motherfucker like you. You have to really have that mentality. If you don't have that mentality, then this shit ain't for you. And you ain't gonna have this mentality unless you are laced with what it takes to have it. And, bro, just, you know, about the question, you know, make questions answer themselves. Because my dad told me when I was a kid, man, he used to say, boy, the Lord wouldn't let you think of something you can't do. And we used to say Pops was crazy because we couldn't do hella shit we used to think of. But now that I'm grown, I know exactly what he's saying. Because if I think of it, I must want to do it. So if I want to do it, there is a way to do it. And if I don't know that way, I need to take my black ass somewhere and find out that way so that I can do it. And he used to say that shit, boy, the Lord ain't going to let you think of nothing you can't do. And I used to think, man, you know, but now I tell people that, not the Lord, but, you know, you ain't going to think of nothing you can't do, man. It's impossible.
Right.
You know why, bro? Because in order to formulate a question that makes sense, you got to know something about the subject. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So if you agree with that, you could take the little you know about the subject as truth and build. Otherwise, if you want to Google, you can Google. If you want to get on this show, we can kick it like we're kicking it now. All things will become clear if you're clear and you know what you want. Because I hate to keep using you, Sean, as an example, but this dude, Sean, he know what he fucking want. He knows. He done studied that course. He see every single thing that goes on in his work life, his social life, his private life, through the lenses of what he learned in the course. And believe me, he is a thinking machine. That does not mean everything he thinks is correct. But what it does mean is every fucking thing he think he gonna do it. And if it's not correct, he gonna suffer the consequences and learn from it. But I'm gonna speak for you right now. Matter of fact, let me put you back on. I'm gonna speak for you right now, Sean. But what I'm saying, I'll venture to say that very seldom did shit not go the way you thought since you didn't really, you know, got laid. What you say,
very,
Sean?
Very, very rarely does it not go as I expect. And even when it doesn't go as I expect, I figure out a way to make it go my way. Because I start seeing, as I'm putting the action towards it, even when I fail, I start seeing, okay, I saw where I can improve at this. And it's like, very rarely do I not get my way, to put it like that.
So, what I'm saying is, even in real-time conversation with a woman that you thought saying this would get this reaction, but it got like the opposite, you don't let it throw you because of your thought process, right?
Correct. I don't get wrong because I already know where I'm going. I already know where I'm going. I know how we're going to get there. You just got to let me know how we're going to get there. Well, you're not going to let me know how we're going to get there. You're going to let me know what you think about how we're going to get there.
No, she's gonna let you know which one of the paths to get there that she wants you. No, not you
exactly.
Gonna take that she wants you to
no,
take
no, no,
because she's trying to show you how to get there right now. You might want to go around the corner. She might want you to come straight up in there.
And she's gonna let you know. Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Is she gonna do that? Hey, guys, you gotta understand. I'm going to say all the people. I got 5,000, 6,000 people bought my course. I am not saying out of all of them, Sean is the dopest. But I will say this. Out of all the motherfuckers, this is the motherfucker that continually fucks with the shows, fucks with the schools, have something to say, ain't gonna ever be shut up, knowing good and well he on Front Street, and he's like on stage, the star of the show, don't even know what the show is about, this motherfucker is still able to lead. And I love that shit about him, because that comes from confidence. The man is totally confident in himself. And you welcome, bro.
Let me say this real quick. Now, imagine if everywhere you – this is for the listeners, not really for you. But imagine if everywhere you go, people naturally put you in that position that he just said. You know, imagine that.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if when you in a setting, it don't matter how many people is there, it's like it's just automatic. As soon as people interact with you, it just falls in line. Now all of y'all are on y'all journey and wherever y'all at with y'all journey, but believe that with the proper guidance, it'll bring a master out of you. That's what I've experienced. And you can go ahead, brother.
Hey, let me tell you. Sean, I'm putting you back in. Hey, I'm serious about what I do because I know the results that will happen. And I also know that the only way to get the goddamn results is to really believe in you. So what you got to do, the big reason you guys don't believe like Sean believe. Now, it's going to sound like I'm saying one thing, but I'm really saying another thing. It's because you don't have a foundation of belief. Now, what I'm saying is you take Sean, okay, you give credit to what he got from the course. And then if you just look at that, you'll say, well, man, you know, that's the course. No, it's more than that, because take the guy that was the bad guy when he was coming up, and then all of a sudden he became a Muslim. He totally changed. He totally believed in what he was doing. He totally became this Muslim. He did everything, and it looked like his life got better. So what I'm saying is you could be narrow-minded if you want to, or you can see vastly and understand, sure, I'm the kind of motherfucker I am, and I'm saying what I'm saying, but what I'm saying applies to anybody, no matter what lifestyle they have, it applies to improving it if you deal on the terms we deal. 347, you understand it? Did I just pick you up or have you been? Oh, no, you've been on. Okay, I'm sorry. I talk so much shit, bro. hey, man, but listen, let me tell you something, 347. I didn't even forgot the question, but it obviously was a motherfucker because look at how much I.
Well. It wasn't a question. I never asked a question.
I didn't get to you.
No,
come on with
I
it.
Just called in with a. No, I didn't have a question. I just came in with a statement. I never had a question to begin with.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the statement, brother? Hey, first,
my
before
statement.
You answer. Before you answer, you got to consider that I'm 65 years old, ran across the country about 27 times back and forth, did all kind of shit, so I'm not responsible for some of those things that I do forget, brother. And I forgot what statement you made. Listen at you, man. You so cold, man. Go ahead. What statement did you make, brother?
Oh, man, the statement I made was about what you said in the beginning about saying when a bitch says she got a dude. And I called in and I said, yeah, I'm going to try that. That's all I said. And we
right.
got all this game.
Hey, right. Hey, all you did was just say, man, I'm going to try that. And I went off. Okay. You see how it is? You see how it is, don't you, bro? You know, you don't know what's gonna spark game coming out of a motherfucker like me. But if you ain't scared to talk, just like you said that shit that to you was important, but as far as how much you got out of asking it, it was totally insignificant. Because we kicked it for 2-3 minutes, man, and a whole bunch of shit came out. Hey, that's what we do, man. Hey, don't. That's why you don't trip. You don't trip on what you have to say or anything like that when you're talking to an OG. You just gotta say it properly. You gonna get blessed. You got anything else, bro?
That's it, bro.
Hey, man, love it, man. Thanks. 713, what's up?
Yeah, this is me again. This is David. I just wanted to call and just give you a compliment like I always do. Always the first to call sometimes to give you a compliment. I love you, man. I can't get the course because I work full-time and go to school full-time for physical therapy. But as soon as I finish, I will enroll in your course, no matter how much, you know, the price or whatever. So I'm just letting you know that I tune in. I watch your videos. I've seen all your art. Listen to all your archives. I'm a fan. So.
Listen, bro,
I
love fans, and what you got to do is hit my goddamn email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Let me know, you with your phone number and the prefix. Don't say it out loud. Just put that in the email. I got something for you, man. I love motherfuckers that's real, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I just want to thank you, and I forgot what else I was going to say, man, but damn it. Fuck. Hold on a second. Damn, come at work, too. I'll press
hey,
one.
Hey, you at work. Hey, listen, this is what you do, bro. The next time, take any pad, write down just a couple of words about what you want to say so that in this type of situation, you can reference it, man. When you see me looking down when I'm doing those videos, I'm looking at my notes, man. I think about 4,000 things a second.
Yes, sir. I know. I wrote down
Go
that
ahead.
First question, but I'm going to call back. All right, bye.
For sure. Hey, you guys, that's something that I learned, and I don't leave it up to my mind. I know how my mind works, and I know how serious my mind is. So if that's the case, well, trust your mind. Oh, man, come on. As much confidence as I have in myself, my woman tell me, baby, can you go to the store and get some butter? And some bread, if that's it, okay, I don't need no notes or nothing. Because I say on the way to the store about 100 times, butter and bread, butter and bread. Because if I stop saying that shit, I start thinking about some other shit. And by the time I get to the store, I done forgot what the fuck I'm coming to the store for. But if it's two things, I make a relation. It was two B's. Oh, butter and bread. Okay. But what I'm also saying is she say butter, bread, and some bell peppers and onions. Oh, God damn. I got to write a list. I tell my woman, if it ain't one or two things, do not tell me to get it because when I get there, I'm going to miss. I ain't getting it. I write a list because if you got a life that's not boring, you thinking about more than going to the store on the way to the store. 404, what's up with you, brother?
Uncle Rosebud, what's cracking?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, everything is good. Hey, I just found out about you about 3 weeks ago, and you've been on my speakers in my house for the past 3 weeks. I don't probably heard all your videos 2-3 times, so I ain't no crumb snatcher. I've been eating them whole slices of pie. But
come on.
I dig what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm gonna ask you a question, and see how you answer this. I'm in the service industry, right? So I don't really have no problem picking up chicks, nothing like that. I'm pretty bold when they're coming out, but I like how you say certain things that you say. So, but typically I'm dressed like dirty dickies in a t-shirt. Now, my question to you is, how would you want one of your proteges to dress? Because I heard you talk before about being clean and that sort of thing. And
listen, that's a good question. But I am going to tell you how I would like my proteges to dress. But at the same time, I can't say you better dress like that because it's a new day. So what I'm saying is I would never want my proteges to dress in a T-shirt and jeans and tennis shoes like everybody does today if you're under a certain age. But I'm not saying the way my friends, if you was going over your girlfriend's house, let's say you in the 12th grade in my day, and, you know, your brother ain't her mom and them ain't going to be home, you finna go over there and get that pussy. Man, you ain't hardly wearing no T-shirt and some jeans, even though this is a casual type situation. Now, you ain't going to put on no suit and tie either. But what you're going to do is realize that it's not this particular occasion, but everything is an occasion. And unless it's something just regular, you got to dress for it. So if I was going to get some pussy, I would definitely make sure I have on some sort of shirt, a today shirt. And I would, you know, want my protege to have that on. And I wouldn't have it hanging out because that just is sloppy. I would want my protege to have his shirt tucked in. I wouldn't want him to have no Levi's or no jeans on. But if he did, he could. I'm not saying that's like fucked up. I'm just saying you asked me what would I want. I said I'd want him to be in some slacks with some shoes. But more importantly, I would want his belt and his socks to match, and I would want those to match with some color in his shirt. And that motherfucker is sharp compared to me. Let me get Sean in here. Sean, what's up? Hey, before you come on, Sean. Hey, 404 caller. So, what I'm saying is, you may not want your shirt tucked in. You may not want a shirt. I don't know how old you are. Sound like you over 30, though, are you?
I'm 40. I'll be 46 this year.
Yeah, well, you sound like you over 30. So, what I'm saying is, you even know what I'm talking about. That's probably why you was laughing, because you right at the cusp of when that shit stopped. You know, you probably used to have to actually go up to this woman and you in the sixth grade and ask her, do you want to go to the Halloween dance? Whereas these fools today, they texting. They not gonna get turned down in front of their face in real time. Hey, they can stand a text way better than they can stand the truth. But see, you had to deal with the truth, right?
Right.
All right, man. Hey, I hear that. Whatever backing up, you must be at work, right?
No, that's my background. I'm going to move over for a second.
Oh, Sean, you motherfucker.
Yeah,
hey, I'm putting you back in anyway. Hey, it's cool. I'm putting you back in. Hey, for all I'm saying is just go with what you actually doing because you're thinking about the right things. You know, as far as using that, I really would like for you to use it and come back on my Thursday show or my Sunday show and tell people the results. I don't care if you use it exactly the way. It's not really important to be exact. It's important to be coming from where I was coming from when I said that. You understand what I'm saying? So however you say it, I just want to know how it worked. Is that cool with you?
I'm talking about saying what? I was talking about the dressing.
The dressing? Oh, yeah.
Man,
I was talking.
Like COVID. And my name's G, by the way, okay?
Okay, G. All right, G.
Yeah.
Man, as far as what I was saying about dressing, the reason I was describing that shit and the reason why I was saying that you probably with that shit, it's just so much on my mind, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, the reason why I was saying that shit is because you say you was 46. Hey, you're not no youngster. So you know how to go up to a woman, you know, and say what you say. You may use Twitter and tweeting and all that damn text and shit, but I would imagine you really do one-on-one better than you do all that electronic bullshit. Hey, that's because you from a cut. You from a cut that these cats don't understand, bro. These cats don't understand the cut you from. Me and you from the same cut. Hey, I'll text, but what I'll be thinking is, why in the fuck will I be typing when I could just push the call button and call this motherfucker? Fuck reading and interpreting what I'm saying. They didn't hear me say it, but that's just me, bro. Right. You got anything else, man?
Man, I'm just soaking this stuff up. I just found out about that course, and the funny thing is, about 20 years ago, I wrote on my to-do list to take a confidence course and help people teach confidence courses. So I'm definitely going to get that confidence course. If you got, I haven't been to your website yet to even see where it's at, but I'm gonna send
you. Hey, listen to me, bro. Hey, listen.
Talk to me.
Your area codes and your prefix to your phone number. Make sure you include it. But hit me. I'll hook you up, man. 516, come back. I was just going to come to you right now. All right, 404?
Gotcha. What's that email again?
My email, askrosebud with 2 D's at gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
Hey, my site is askrosebud with 2 D's. .com. So let me go, man. Let me get 516 before he rush out of here again, man. I'm sorry, bro. You know how it is. I can't cut it short when it ain't short. What's up, man?
Yo, bud, I just want to give you props, man, because you turned that nigga Sean into a motherfucker, man. That's what he...
Listen, bro. I'm glad you said that. See, Sean... Let me tell you something, man. Sean did not start out like this. He started out like all of you, bullshit. But what he did that y'all didn't do after you bought the course, Sean kept fucking with me. And, shortly after he had got the course, and I didn't talk to him a couple of times, that motherfucker said something. And I didn't know it was him. And I said, motherfucker, you ain't got my course. And he said, yes, I do, woo, 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 blah, blah, blah. And then I started explaining some shit to him about the course will not allow you to do what you're doing. And he said something about he might have missed something, blah, blah, blah. He's been doing this, that, and the other. He going to take another look at it. So he started over. And that's when this motherfucker started coming out. But this motherfucker is a year and a half, 2 years work in progress. Because once he started really fucking with the course, he started calling. He never missed none of my shows. None. Down and dirty, ask Rosebud. If he ain't first, he damn near first. Now, of course, you think I'm jockeying. I'm not. What I'm doing is telling you what something that is real will do for you, especially if it improves you. And by you saying, man, I got to give you kudos, that Sean is a motherfucker, you just witnessing and you're just accepting and you're doing something that a punk motherfucker would never do. You actually complimenting another man. And that is one of the biggest things that a person that's looking to be more powerful as far as a man goes, that's what they want. They want to see that. Or anybody that's helping you want to see that in you. Because if you can't compliment another alpha motherfucker that you see, you like Charlie. Alpha, Beta, Charlie. You a Charlie motherfucker. But even if you're not an alpha motherfucker, if you can see it and accept it and compliment it, you on your way, or you at least on the path to being alpha. I don't know whether you are or not, 516. All I'm saying is, by you saying that about Sean, oh, man, I'm talking all this shit, Sean on here. By you saying, Sean, you there? Okay. Okay, by you saying, Sean, you heard his compliment? He said, I got to compliment you, Rosebud. You know, you make Sean a motherfucker. I'm not laughing at. Hey, I ain't laughing at what bro said. I'm laughing at how I feel about him saying it. Go ahead, man.
I want to say thank you to the caller, but I also want to say, you imagine if you know that you can do something, then you actually manifest it. You know, and you just keep on manifesting it and manifesting it. Then you just looking at the results. So I can imagine how you feel, brother. I can imagine how you feel. You had the idea, you did it, and now you're looking at the results. It's a great feeling.
But, yo, that's what I mean. Like, every time you say something, that shit is sharp, man. I listened to the past shows, and you were still like, I was like, You know, he know what he's doing, but not really. But now it's like your confidence and what you say. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker is sharp. And that's why I'm like, damn, yeah, I got to get that fucking course, man. Because I want to be sharp like you.
Hold up, caller. Caller. Hold up. Well, Sean, hold on. Let me ask you something, caller. You said, I didn't even know this, but I just heard you say, I don't know how long ago it was, but you heard Sean before he was this confident?
Yeah, because I listened to your archive.
Stop. Listeners. See, this, what I'm going to ask this brother that's been to just open his mouth and talk is what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying, caller, you have heard progression in Sean. Now, what progression, what in descriptive ways can you tell me you heard his progression?
It's just that I could just feel a confidence in, really, back then you used to have a lot to say after he talked, but now you just be shutting the fuck up, and I'm like, God damn, Rosebud.
Sean, you barred from this fucking shit from now on. Hey, Sean, let me ask you something.
What's that?
Can you recall a time where I told you, Sean, it's going to come a time you're going to be saying shit, and I ain't going to have shit to say?
Caller,
what I'm saying is what you're seeing is the truth. Because it works. It is the truth. The shit works. Because private times we talking, you know, you don't hear me tell you. I bet you didn't know I told him this, Sean. I don't want you to take offense to it, but you be on point too much, man. I'm going to start looking for holes in your shit. Sean, you remember that?
Yes, sir. I remember.
Listen to me, caller. What I'm saying is I told him that. And maybe before you start listening, I don't know, but I used to punch holes in what Sean was saying.
Yeah.
Because ain't no motherfucker sharp as me until they are. And what I'm saying is I'm the kind of motherfucker that will look for the hole, and I'm going to plug it. And at one point, there's not going to be any holes. And you're going to be a solid, floating vessel, then got all your holes plugged like Sean. Your information, listen to me, man. I'm going to tell you something that you did not know. And caller, listen to this. This is why you need a motherfucker like me in your corner. Sean, everybody want to know about the aura. Everybody want to know about it, but they think you got to be standing next to them. Did you hear this brother say how I don't know,
phone.
Man? I could just feel
phone.
That he, you know, he didn't even finish what he was saying. He could just feel, you know, because your aura, people can feel it. Go ahead. Who said Bud?
The caller, 516.
Come on,
but he's the main reason that now I'm solid that I'm going to get this course, because like with you, you're already a master at the game. You've been a pimp and shit, so you got game no matter what. But and he never, I don't think he was a pimp or nothing like that.
No,
but
sir.
He wasn't.
See him, just to see him evolve, it's like, oh my god, like you like a Jordan, and he like your protege. Like I could practice outside, play basketball, and say I want to be like Jordan, but really deep down, I know I ain't gonna be like Jordan. But to see him like progressing like that, it's like, damn, I could do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
hey,
that's,
hey, caller.
That's the real reason why I got to get this course.
Caller, I am so stoked that you said that, but let me tell you something. What you said that was important. You can do it. It is
correct.
Not hard to do. Sean was a knucklehead like you. Sean got the shit, spent his goddamn money, and just glazed through it. Learned whatever he learned and thought he was sharp as fuck and started calling in. And, you know, I'm cracking on him. I'm showing him holes. And he said, you know what, maybe I got to look at that again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he
but,
took
but.
It. He took it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say, though, but I'm the married dude. And
okay,
I want to know if the courses still work with me. I'm not trying to be out there and have a whole bunch of bitches.
Listen,
but
stop. Okay, Sean, go ahead.
I want to say this. The course works across your whole life. Like everything that you approach, it gives you a foundation to where you're going to approach it a certain way. You're going to get a certain outcome. And if you don't get that certain outcome, it's going to let you see how you can get that certain outcome if you work towards it. So even if you're not, the female aspect is just for you to get out your shell. I mean, I don't want to give too much up, but the female aspect is just for you to get out your shell. But you could work around that. I'm sure that he could figure out a way for that you could work around that.
Sean, right. Something that I just heard that you didn't really figure out yet. You just was serious about what you didn't care who it was for. You just knew the shit was really making sense to you and you was going to use it. But what you just missed and what this caller is really asking, see, it's not for pimps. It's not for this dude or that dude. It's for dudes that want to be in control of their lives. It does not matter what the fuck you do, where you coming from, what you learn, poverty, riches, none of that matters. Because motherfuckers, I fucked with some dude in somewhere like, I ain't going to say in Saudi Arabia, but in somewhere like that, and he like a prince, and he loved me from what I say. So he's not poor. He just think like a lot of men think. He think. His problem is that everybody that fuck with him wants some of his riches. Well, dude, that's because your riches is money. 516, your riches, Sean, your riches is the confidence you have in yourself. It doesn't take money to be rich. But take this confidence, and once you have it, just like Sean, he don't even realize over the phone his aura is working. But if you in school, he would say, man, I need to understand my aura better. No, bro, your aura is simply you applying what you learned and people seeing it. And they going to think the Sean, hey, they got this going and I want to somebody volunteer for the leader. And the motherfucker that raised their hand, they say, I volunteer Sean. That's how shit go, Sean. Is that how shit go or not?
It's an actual fact. That's an actual fact.
Hey,
actual
let me get somebody else. Let me get this private caller, whoever that is. Come on, caller. Is this a brother from Ghana? This
yeah,
Trayon?
Yeah, exactly.
Trayon, what's happening? Hey, no, this Trayon. We know who Trayon is. Come on, what you got?
No, this isn't Trayon. This is a caller from Ghana.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you said yeah. Okay, I asked you at first, and I thought you, Come on, okay, Ghana, come on. You got something to tell me? Caller, do you have something to tell me first?
Before, I've been doing what you said. And the reason the question today is based on something that happened. So basically, I'll tell you what happened and I'll go to the question. I was supposed to get with this woman I approached that seemed to be going
with
what I was
saying.
Stop.
Be brave enough to jump into the question. I don't need you to explain what you did.
Cool.
Because when you explain it, all you're doing, listen, when you explain shit, all you're doing is trying to beg somebody to understand you. Just ask your question.
All right, cool. So my question today is, you and Sean, is identifying and how important is it identifying a woman's integrity?
Stop. Okay, don't say nothing. Something happened. It broke up. You said, how important is it identifying a woman's what?
Integrity.
Integrity. Sean, you want to go?
Yeah.
Sean, be working.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. So for me, everything is a test of time. So even if we keep moving forward, I'm always still gauging it. Especially if you said your position, still gauging it. You know, I'm giving it some time and I'm still gauging it. We moving forward, but after time goes on, I'll know exactly what's real and what's not. But can I work around it? Yeah, I can work around it. Huh? Go ahead.
Sean, God damn it, that fucking last sentence. I was cutting you off because, of course, I'm agreeing with you. But that last fucking sentence, God, you make me sick. Because listen, bro, integrity is important. It's like honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want no dishonest bitch. But you never know what circumstances are going on. So, of course, you know what integrity is, and you know what integrity involves when it comes to you. But when it comes to another person, you got to see where they at, and you can't ask them at the time. Listen, you can't ask them at the time that, you know, the question comes up. You got to know about their integrity way before the question comes up so that when you ask it and they answer it, that's integrity. Now, let's say they lie. Maybe she don't want you to see. Listen to this. I'm fucking the shit out this bitch. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking. Hey, now it's over. And somebody said, man, I seen this bra leaving your house, girl, telling my wife. And she come to me telling me she heard somebody was here and I fucked in blue, 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 blue. Integrity. I would tell her, you crazy as fuck. I wouldn't risk fucking her head up, making her life miserable because she can't trust me no more because I was a damn cheater. What I'm saying is integrity. My integrity is to preserve what she believe in me and learn a lesson from this cheating shit and don't do it no more. But if you tell her, because your integrity says to tell the truth, you're going to destroy a woman. Not that relationship. You're going to destroy her. Do you want to do that? I don't think you do. I think any motherfucker that have integrity will do what's best for the situation, like that goddamn Sean said. Okay.
but
because
why did you ask that question?
The first reason I asked that question is I heard Rosebud talk about having integrity. I forgot what exactly it was, but when people see a woman, they automatically respect you because they know how you deal with your women. But you're talking about pins.
Listen, Sean, hold on. Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually an aphrodisiac. for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It actually gets her wet, because integrity, when is it in question, caller? When does it come in question?
It shouldn't come in question.
Stop. It does. And it only does when somebody
doubts.
When
you say you're going to do
your
something. Mm-hmm.
No, not when you say you're going to do something. You might not have had a chance to do it, but they still doubt you. Mm-hmm. It's about when somebody doubts you. And when they doubt you, what is that about? That's when what you said, Sean, comes in. You didn't fail them before. Some kind of way. Or they've been failed, or what
mm-hmm.
they're talking about, they think you're going to do. So what I'm saying is, when it comes to integrity, don't you think it's more important for you to define what integrity is? And when you do, don't you think you should apply whatever that definition is to the question you're asking? Because if it's about women's integrity, what do I think about it? Bro, I think the same thing about my integrity that I think about some bitch's integrity. I wouldn't give a fuck about the bitch, really. But I know
correct.
If it's about integrity, I want to be 100. I don't want to be 87, which is a good score. I don't want that. I want to be 100. And if I could be 100 by, you know, doing what I say, living up to what I live, living up to what I profess, then for me, I got integrity. Now, for some other bitch or person that don't believe they should do what they say, I ain't going to be mad at them, especially if it's a bitch. I'm going to say this jive-ass motherfucking bitch, just like every other bitch.
Just
I'm
going to
fuck the shit out that bitch. Hey, I'm going to fuck this shit out the bitch. I'm going to take her to the movies. I'm going to take her to dinner if she that kind of bitch. But about me thinking her being my kind of bitch, she ain't got no integrity. That's all integrity has to do with me and a bitch. Because you got to understand, I ain't talking about pimping. I'm talking about just being a dude. So a dude want to fuck. Now, you know, if the bitch ain't got... Hey, listen to this. I hate to say this because I don't really think this, but I'm going to say it. Integrity about a bitch, as far as I'm concerned, determines if I wear a rubber or not.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It just lets you know what type of, it just lets you know how far it's going to go, what type of future y'all got. Because if she ain't got no integrity.
That's right. That's all integrity got. And I'm saying, if the bitch ain't got none, I'm finna put a rubber on, but I'm still finna tap that ass. I hate to reduce it to that, but in reality, that's what time it is. And I ain't got time to be going through all that what if blah 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 bullshit. Man, if I think anything, I'm putting a Jimmy on, but that fine motherfucker, I'm going to bed. Shit. Man. But if I don't think nothing, and I'm saying, baby, so, oh, God damn, and then all of a sudden the time comes, man, I'm taking a chance. Because I'm going to go with my goddamn judgment. And I think this bitch cool enough from what I didn't see. And then, but then again, what can you see? You know, some motherfucker, a rich rocker, you know, that motherfucker has some kind of problem. So it ain't about money. It's about how you judge people. It's about what your judgments mean to your actions or reactions to shit. And my judgments always, believe me when I say this. It's Sean. You still on here, right? Or are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
He might not be. Okay.
No,
okay. What I'm saying is, confirm this or not. My judgments for sex, for business, for fun, whatever, always end up right. What about you, Sean?
Close to 100%. Because you already do all the steps. You already do the due diligence, it's called. You do all the steps to let you know, okay, this situation seems okay for me. And when you go with it, it usually lands okay.
And let me ask you this. Let's say it was going to amusement park with your girl and her kid, which is not your kid, but this your girl and you like her, and you can't stand amusement parks. Do you think you would go?
Would I go? No. I'm not going.
Now, let me tell you something. I would go.
Well, listen, or if I do go, I'm going to let her know off the bat I'm not getting on the ride.
Sean, you can't do that. You don't get a second chance.
Most likely I'm not going to go. Most likely
that's
I'm not
right. So
go.
Be strong with what you say. I'm just going to tell you what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. I would go. And on the way there, I would tell them, look, I'm going to do all the rides that's for the kiddies. You know, the little pigs. You know, I'll do all that shit. But if you expect me to get on a roller coaster or something like that with your kid or a Ferris wheel, especially that double Ferris wheel, or anything that I ain't controlling besides the bumper cars, I ain't doing it. But the way I would do it, I would make it such a joke, such a jovial, laughing type situation. And when I get there and her little fucking kid want to get on some coaster, and she come out, can you ride with him? I say, I didn't already told you.
That's not happening.
I ain't mad. I ain't tripping. I haven't already told you. So the answer is no. You either get on that goddamn shit with your son or daughter,
mm-hmm.
or that motherfucker ain't getting a ride.
It's already established.
People think that's chicken shit, but that's not. That's the most fucking considerate thing you could do. Because you, as a man, you can let the occasion going to an amusement park take you off of who you are. Otherwise, you ain't going to tell her that you're scared of this or that. And get there, and when this or that come up, then you got to tell her, then you got a problem. No.
Mm-hmm.
On the way, you drop it on them. Even before on the way. Look, if we go
mm-hmm.
to Magic Mountain, I hope you don't think I'm finna ride none of them roller coasters, and you say it straight out. But she thinking, you know, that book. Because my wife do it today. Do you know on her 65th birthday, this motherfucker, my wife, asked me to go skydiving with her.
Not happening.
Listen, man. Now, I thought she was full of shit. Because, you know, she like me. She ain't risked her life. So I say, baby, you know, if that's what you want, yeah, you know. Now, this is like 5, 6, 7 weeks before shit go on and did it come time to her birthday. And she's like, she didn't even tell me where we was going. She said she had a surprise. So I'm going to pay for it. I don't care, baby. You know, you my boo. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love. You know, all this shit. I'm going to do all it. Man, we pull up to this airplane. what do you call it? Wherever you call it where the airplanes take off. But it wasn't an airport. It wasn't an airport. It was just a landing strip. It was so. What the fuck? She said I'm finna do a parachute. She said parachute jump. I was turning into the place. I kept straight. I damn near had a wreck. Why? Cause hey, wait, baby, wait. Or are you saying? She said I paid for two. I say you must be finna pick some motherfucker up that you meet in there. Because I'm not finna jump out no goddamn plane. It's just, we had an argument because it was her fucking birthday. And I just told her, I would do whatever the fuck you want to do. And she said, she repeated, you said that. You know what I said? I said, you might not have knew this, but whatever I say, whenever I say it, I reserve the right to change my mind.
Change my mind. That's called the small print.
Hey, and that's what worked. She said, God damn it. And I thought we was finna leave. No, this motherfucker get in that plane and jumped out. It took all kind of pictures. She took all kind of pictures while she was coming down and shit. And what I'm saying is, man, I wouldn't even remember I had a camera. If I could imagine jumping out of a plane, talking about some skydiving, I couldn't imagine me having any kind of fun. I just can't imagine it. I might die from a heart attack. That's how, because I'm the kind of dude, I can't even fuck with Ferris wheels, the double Ferris wheels. Man, I was up on top one time at the fair, and they was putting somebody in the bottom, and I'm on the top fair, the wheel, and the lower wheel is at the bottom, and I'm on the top. And that when he went for the next person, I said, hey, man, I'm screaming. I got my daughter in here with me because this is one of the rides that I thought I could ride. I'm way up there, and I told, hey, man, when I get down there, let me out. He said, we're full, and we got to keep going. Man, I told that motherfucker, if you keep going, when I get out, I'm going to fuck you up. And do you know, that motherfucker let me out. Dude, I'm a scary motherfucker. I'm scary. Buses, trains, planes, cars, anything I'm not in control of, taxis. Oh, man, I'd be tripping. And that's because I just believe in what I think. And what I think about shit like that is people are careless and reckless. But I don't think I am. It's not saying that I won't have a wreck, but I'm 65 years old, never had a wreck. I barely got tickets. And what I'm saying is I'm not a defensive driver, you know, but I've been on the road. What that says to me is that just like in the streets, and all y'all know, I was right there. I fucking didn't go to jail. So why didn't I go to jail? It has to be because of how I carried myself and the things I thought about carrying myself, which, with all that talking, is what I'm talking about with you. Trayon, I don't know if I'm really answering it right now. You can get more detailed. But what I'm saying is, no matter what, no matter when, no matter how, you have to be so certain about where you're coming from that you can risk losing. Because what do you think a professional baseball team do? They have a lottery, and whoever says you should play like this the most wins? Or do they go with what they know their particular key to victory is? They do it all the way through. Trayon, did I answer your question?
Not Trayon, but yeah, you did.
Excuse me, man. I said Trayon again. I'm talking about Ghana. You the Ghana, man. I'm sorry. Every time I see 111, all I think about is Trayon. And let me tell you something, brother from Ghana. You sound, hey, Sean, tell him if I'm lying. You sound
He does sound like him. He does sound like him.
You sound exactly like Trayon, bro.
Yeah. He has that deep voice like him, and he talks at the same pace.
Exactly. Everything is like Trayon. So I'm making that mistake, man. And I asked the question, and you know, Trayon was calling a lot. But Trayon is in, he's moving. Trayon is another bro, just like Sean. Matter of fact, 516, have you heard me talking to Trayon before?
You're talking to me, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 516. Yeah, 516. Have you talked? Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you talk to Trayon. Yeah, he's sharp too, no doubt. I seen him grow too, but I don't think he's as sharp as Sean though. Sean,
listen. I'm not gonna say he is or is not as sharp as Sean, but what I will say that Sean does 100 times more than Trayon. Sean is a flaunter. This motherfucker flaunt what he know. He don't give a fuck. And I love that. That's what you're supposed to do. Because the average motherfucker don't know shit. And what they do know, they ain't brave enough to stand up for. Sean does everything that the course requires you to do whenever it's about something he thinks. I don't care if he's listening to me and I'm talking about blah, blah, blah. If he think it, then he going to say something to compliment it. But on the other hand, if he don't think it, he going to say whatever it is to support what he's saying. And, of course, since I'm sensei, I'm a smashing. But what that does is just make him more powerful. It makes him believe what he thinks. Because he knows sensei ain't going to even try to smash him if this shit ain't sharp. Hey, I can listen to you talk and I say, okay, man, cool. You know, but if it's Sean, I can say, okay, man, cool. But at that point, I'm accepting that Sean said something I couldn't say nothing to. But if it's Sean and I say, okay, man, cool, this motherfucker better say something. He bet, because it ain't cool. It ain't never cool unless it's what you think. And the only way you can do that is to make sure whoever ain't giving you the response that you want understands more. And at one point, they either can or can't. Okay, they can't. And I'm just proud, man. 516, you got anything else?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you. Yeah, you came up with the concept, always be playing, right? And now the actual word playing, what does exactly do you mean by playing? Like, because at first I took it the wrong way.
You took it as lying.
Not lying, just like playing around, you know. You interacting with,
no,
you know, girls, no, or with your wife. You just,
no,
always playing, having them laugh.
No.
That's what I thought.
No. No. Always be playing means always have your plan in action. Otherwise, when you have this plan, and it's four steps, and you're on the first step, and something comes up that makes you challenge your plan, you're not going to abort it. You're going to go to the next step as soon as you can. But you're going to deal with what's going on right now as far as what's interrupting it for whatever that is, because you're going to stay on plan. What I mean is always be planned means if you're not following your plan, then you're following someone else's plan. Always be planned means lead yourself. Don't follow. I'm talking about to break it down in just words. It has a broader meaning. But what I'm saying is for you, as far as what I think you're asking, always be planned means don't do shit without knowing where you're going, where you start, what do you want to happen halfway. You know, that's plan. So otherwise, let's say you're at the beginning and you already know what you want to happen halfway. Plan means everything you do from the beginning to the halfway is determined early because you want to get to the halfway. You don't just wait till suddenly you're at the halfway. If you plan, you're getting there. You understand what I'm saying?
Correct. So it's like you always plan for something, correct?
That's what plan is. But it's not really what you said, always plan for something. It's always plan, meaning you're always trying to do what you want to do, which is, in a way, for something. So I'm not saying that statement for something is wrong. I'm saying to think of it like that, you're not going to get the full benefit of what it means. Always be playing means to always know what the fuck you want out of whatever you're doing. And once you start, you want to do everything you know to do to get to the end result. Otherwise, until you get there, as long as what you're doing is to get there, you're playing.
So I have a wife. So how can I always be playing with her? You know, since she's around me the majority of the time. Like if I had a girlfriend,
check it out. See, what I'm saying is, if you want to present a situation that you can't win in based on what I said, that's on you. But I didn't say with this woman or that woman. I said whatever the fuck you want, whatever you're doing, you have to make sure that the results end up the way you want them, with your wife, with your girlfriend, with whatever the fuck. Otherwise, you want a peaceful relationship, then you got to understand how to keep peace. Not being a punk. You know, just keeping peace in your house because you're the leader. My woman liked me to do this or that. And I said, you can't ask me to do shit. But after I say that, I get my fucking ass up and do exactly what she asked to do. I'm just a damn fool, man. I'm crazy. You know, I let her know, you can't ask me to do a goddamn thing, motherfucker. Go do it yourself. As soon as I say that shit, I might take one or two. Because if she say something, I ain't going to get it.
Right.
You know, but if she don't say something, go ahead.
So it's you doing it, but it's the way you want to do it. I get it now.
No. It's not me doing it the way I want to do it. It's me not going for shit. Period. I'm not going for nothing. I'm only going to, if that's the case, go for what I think. And what I'm saying is, since I said no, I got to think, well, man, what the fuck your reasons for saying no? Because that's your wife, you know, most husbands will go get the shit. But I be saying, I'm the kind of motherfucker, you can't be asking me to go get some shit you don't want to do. Because she ain't asking me to go get it for convenience. She asking me to go get it because she don't want to do it. Now,
right. If
she don't want to do it, there has to be a reason. Could it be how long them goddamn lines are? Could it be all the shit you... So I have to accept all of that before I say, all right, baby, I'll go do it. I'm going to do it. You know, I ain't like anti being about my woman. I'm just pro doing what I think, you know, and what I think has to make me move. And what I'm saying is, in reality, I do want to be cool with my woman, but I don't want my woman to think she can just say anything to me, which she don't. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when anything comes up that's not proper, I'm going to respond. And all she got to do is accept it and be in pocket. And I'm actually going to. Can you go to Walmart and get? Man, you motherfucker! I ain't doing shit. All right. Sometimes she know that. You know. All right. Well, goddamn it, what you want? And then I go get it. But sometimes she say, "How come? All you always be saying you ain't gonna." When she do that shit, bitch, please. I close my door. I ain't trying to hear you. Cause I'm gonna do the fuck I want to do. I mean, that's just me. I'm not saying you be like that. That's just me. And my woman know me. And the good thing about that is that we old. So we know people don't have to agree. You know, you just have to come to an understanding when you don't agree. And that's even one-sided. It's going to be my understanding or no understanding. I mean, fuck it. That's the way I am. I'm not saying you be that way. Because I know not to demand my way. I know not to demand my way in all things. The reason I know my way is the ultimate word is because 90% of the shit that go on is her way. Because I'm okay with it. But when it's about me not being okay, all I got to say is I ain't okay. And it's finna change. It ain't finna happen. You know, what's going to happen is you're going to try to talk about how it can happen. And if we can't go through, you know, come to some kind of conclusion, it ain't happening. Period. She accepted, I accepted. But what I accept more than you might understand is that that 90% is going to be hella shit that I don't really want to do. But I've been doing this little shit. You know, just little fucking shit, you know. But when it comes to me, you know, whatever, standing, hey, look, that ain't happening. My woman ain't fucking with me. She ain't. Because I'm leaving or she leaving if we got to argue. Because I ain't fucking arguing. I ain't fucking trying to prove shit. I'm pointing it out. And if you want to deal with it, cool. But if you don't, you know, if I'm in your house, I'm going to get my motherfucking ass out of here. I ain't scared of starting over. I don't give a fuck about no storage. I don't give a fuck about what's in storage. All that shit ain't shit to me when it comes that time. Because I will start over. I don't need shit. I need this freedom that I have from thinking the way I do. And I haven't started over and over. I haven't did that. You know, I had women 20, 23 years. You know, it's not about saying fuck them so you can lose. It's about saying fuck them in order to win. Because when you say fuck them, you got to be confident that saying fuck them is not going to lose you this income. Because remember, if you're in the streets and you're a pimp, your income is these women. So it seems to me that you guys would think, man, do everything to keep that income coming. No. Dudes like me do everything to let that broad know whatever you bring in ain't shit. And if you want to take it somewhere else, hurry the fuck up and do it. Because you ain't finna have me depending on what you're doing. I depend on having women. So otherwise, whatever you're doing is what you're doing. And when you stop, you're going to stop. My shit ain't gonna stop because I got 2, 3, 4 other motherfuckers doing exactly what you was doing. So if it's about me tripping on you, ain't gonna happen. If it's about me having you, ain't gonna happen unless you wanna be had. Fuckers understand what I'm saying here? Or do you just hear me sounding sharp?
No, I understand.
All
I understand.
I'm saying. So I'm going to put all y'all back in because I heard all y'all chime in. Come on, whoever got a question, come on.
I wanted to ask, you: are you still doing the documentary on yourself, the documentary that you were supposed to come out with or something?
No. Well, yeah, but I haven't went forward because the finances is not really where I wanted to be. And, you know, I did a lot of stuff, man, and I, you know, haven't actually – got compensated. So I'm not doing anything else. First, I will get involved, but when they get to the point, you know, where they're coming up with that shit, you know, I'm not in it. So it's kind of no because it stopped. But it isn't no because I got a contract, and I ain't tripping on that. I'm tripping on this. Whatever that question meant to you, I'm tripping on you calling me, observing what I'm saying, trying to see what I'm saying, then realizing what I'm saying and using it. That's what I'm tripping on. Because in regards to you, why I take the time and kick it with you, bro, you in Ghana. I mean, somewhere far, far, far away. Not that it's the homeland for me. Not Ghana, but Africa. What I'm saying is, the shit that we go through, me and you, as far away from each other as we are, is universal. dudes go through it in Austria, in Africa, in Germany, in Canada, in the U.S., in Mexico, in Puerto Rico. They all go through it, doubting themselves, because they are 21st century men trying to live in a 17th century constitution. I mean, it's a lot of crazy shit if you think about it. How, hey man, have you guys ever thought about this? When George Washington and whoever made the Constitution and the Second Amendment, you know, everybody has the right to bear arms. Don't you know they was talking about a musket that you got to pump shit in the goddamn barrel, then stick the bullet in, then shoot? So what I'm saying is, if they knew about fucking AR-15s that shoot 75 bullets a half a second, do you think them motherfuckers would have said everybody should have one? I mean, it's that simple. If that motherfucker knew a such thing as an AR-15 was going to come about, he would have said only the military can have these types of weapons, blah, blah, blah. But since it's in the Constitution, your right to bear arms, politicians use that. And they keep us at odds with each other. Because a lot of people believe that motherfuckers don't actually need an AR-15 to hunt. But those same people believe it's their right to have that motherfucker if they want it. So my point is this. Is it more important for your right to have this gun than it is to restrict this gun so that motherfucking kids don't get killed? Now, that's simple, but it's not simple. And that's what I'm talking about with us. Shit is not as simple as it looks. You got to understand the intricacies of what we doing. And if you let the intricacies of what we doing get by you, you're never going to actually understand what we doing. Because what we're doing is identifying the intricacies. Because that's what the average motherfucker hasn't been doing. This me, man. I'm gone. You know, Sean, I love you, man. And let me tell you something. I love you and hate you. It's a love-hate relationship. You know, you sound so fucking sharp that motherfuckers think I pay you $900,000 every day. They just think that, man. And then I say to myself, man, they must think I got hell of money to pay this motherfucker damn near $1 million every time he come on my shit. But this is how strong what you're saying is. And 516 is really a hell of a motherfucker to point it out. He pointed it out. He has seen transformation progress, and it has reinforced him wanting to get the course, which is fine. And I suggest you get it before we start SWU, because when we start SWU, no matter where you at in the course, I'm going to teach you the course from the beginning the way you're supposed to get it. So everybody is listening. I want you in SWU. Sean, before
yeah,
I go.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Sean, before I go, as sharp as you are, did SWU have anything to do with your sharpness?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. I had it on mute. Say it again. Sorry for you. I wasn't.
Okay, listen. As sharp as you are. You know, 516, he knows it, everybody noticed it. Did SWU have anything to do with your sharpness?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What is that? Hello?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay,
I got you. Go ahead.
Oh, it was somebody's background.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
I heard it too, man, but forget it. Go ahead.
Yeah, it had a lot to do with it because it's a day-to-day. It's like a day-to-day you displaying yourself, and you get a chance, especially if you're just learning the course, because it gives you an opportunity for you to, you know, if you have any questions, you can bounce it back and forth amongst your classmates, and also he's right there all the time. So as you're growing, you can bounce things back and forth. So, yeah, even at the level that I'm at now, it definitely helped me. It definitely helped.
Now, one more question, Sean. Now, I know you got a hat shop two blocks from your house. Do them motherfuckers have a hat in there big enough to fit your fucking head?
Nah, I gotta get a tailor, brother. I gotta get a tailor.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, this motherfucker head so big, he gotta get a custom made hat. They know. Hey, you know, I got a big head. They say 7.5 is big, man. Sean head is a 12. Hey, I'm out. I love this shit. This is real shit. Sean, you know I love you. I'm hey, listen, you guys. It ain't this show. It ain't last show. It's every fucking show I do. This motherfucker's there. And you gonna tell me he ain't sharp? I'm out.